Club, and the Jolly Trolley is going to make a continuous loop, dropping people off at the front gate. And they're also going to use what's left of the field out here for, I think it's handicap parking.
So we have some VIP parking out there too, last year?
Well, we have some paid parking, yeah. But handicap parking is also going to be where the reenactors were last year. And the reenactors have been moved down next to y'all's hangar, in the hangar spot number one. Thank you for cutting the grass on there. I know it's so nice. Nice today.
Yeah, it wasn't me, but you're welcome.
Somebody had to arrange for it. I was beginning to worry about that the other day. The grass out there was nearly a foot tall today.
Our facility guys have been out there the last few days. They had the sweeper out and been cutting the grass and everything. They've been working hard. But like I said,
can I just offer one suggestion? The next time that they want to go out with Roundup around the hangars and the fences, it's not necessary to come out 6 feet from the hangar with Roundup.
They shouldn't be doing the hangar, but
they did all around in front of my hangar.
No. I gave one of my guys to take care of you out of courtesy to you. One of my guys.
Your guys did that?
They went around your hangar and did it real quick, just out of courtesy for you. If you don't want it done, just let me know.
I know.
5 feet out?
I didn't tell them to do that.
And they also killed half of the grass that I put hard work in to get to grow.
And in the parking,
sorry about that, Jim. I apologize.
Handicap, elderly, that kind of thing. I think they're accommodating better them as well because they're going to be using some golf carts to carry the.
Yeah, we're going to bring 3 golf carts over Saturday morning.
For people that are on crutches or canes or that kind of thing, it's great. Every year it gets, they overcome things, so it gets better every year.
Now, you still going to have hot dogs and hamburgers for the workforce?
For the volunteers, yeah, we'll have that set up down there. You got a barbecue grill and bar, right?
I got to get the gas off the tin, though. Thank
you. And they announced at lunchtime, too, that they're still looking for volunteers. And 2-hour shifts, you get a green T-shirt. That was the last lunch update. Just thought I'd...
Volunteers for what?
Collecting money at the parking area and for... handing out stuff, that kind of thing.
Okay.
It's Linda
picking up trash.
First, we got prisoners coming from the workforce, I think, from the jail out here for 3 different days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. One of their big jobs, obviously, is to help us put out all the barricades. We had a couple of those guys last year have to put those flags up on Friday. And we had one guy out there that he was like an acrobat getting up there to hang that flag on the top of the old hangar. But we're certainly glad we're going to have those. Thank you. Whoever arranges or get the prisoners out here. They enjoy it. They get out too. They get some fresh air. But they were a tremendous help last year.
State.
Yeah, well.
The Bill Edels group?
I didn't arrange that.
Okay.
They were, as a whole, they were good, hard-working guys. They did a lot for us to get everything set up, broke down, restacked. Those barricades is a job.
Okay. Next item of discussion is, any more comments for Wings and Wheels for a good next topic? Next topic of discussion is the airport update. Jim?
Okay. Let's start around this building. The solar panel farm is up and running, generating power for this building. That was federal grant money. The road around this building has been rehabilitated, the road in and then down to the corner and then back out. We widened the entrance road by 3 feet. They're still going to come out and put the lines and stuff on. It's just been a little too wet. And we're thinking they're going to be here Friday afternoon when everybody's setting up for Wings and Wheels, but hopefully not. Done that. We've gotten a grant from the FAA for $514,000 to replace some wetlands that we disturbed back in the 90s. That project is going to start this fall. It's because something that happened at the airport, but this is going to be done down in Selbyville, and it's